John chapter 6. The Bible says, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise on the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above until them that had eaten. Tonight, I want to look at lessons from a lad. Lessons from a lad. Now, when you look at chapter 6, verse 1, it starts out that it says, after these things. Now, in chapter 5, Jesus is explaining to the Jews, trying to explain to them that he is equal with God. Well, after he gets through explaining that, trying to explain to them, they were a little bit confused on that issue. He goes up, takes his disciples up into a mountain. Now, the Bible says that he sits with his disciples. Wouldn't it be amazing to sit and ask Jesus anything you want? I don't know what the conversation was. It was a time where they were talking about faith, maybe how to increase your faith, or maybe they had questions on prayer. I don't know what kind of questions they would, but it's interesting to note here that Jesus always cares about the people. No matter if it's just 12 disciples, no matter if it's a company or just a few that's coming up, he always cares about people. Well, he's sitting up there with his disciples on the mountain, and trying to get alone, trying to rest a little bit, because the Bible says that he had healed many that were already diseased. And he lifts up his eyes and he sees a great company of people coming towards them. Now, it doesn't discourage Jesus that all these people are coming towards him. It encourages him. But you see here that there's an immediate problem. All right, the immediate problem is their physical need. All right. Now, Jesus wanted to take care of their physical need before he could get to help them with their spiritual need. And what was their physical need? It was getting dinner time. All right, they were going to get hungry. And this story is recorded just like in the 4 Gospels, the resurrection of Jesus is recorded. So it's a very important story. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, we find that there it says that there was 5,000 and then women and children besides the 5,000 men. Most Bible scholars think that there could easily be between 15 and 20,000 people at this time. But we'll just stick with 5,000 just because that's the book that we're in. So there's at least 5,000 men coming up to meet with Jesus. All right? And the immediate problem is they're going to be hungry. And Jesus understands this. And so Jesus turns to Philip and he says, Philip, okay, now what are we going to do? Now the Bible says he asked Philip this to prove to him. And Jesus already knew what he was going to do, the Bible says. That word prove just means to test or to try. Maybe they were talking about that a little earlier. Maybe they had Jesus kind of explained to him a little bit about this thing of faith, and now he's going to test Philip on it. And Philip kind of throws up his hands and he says, 200 pennyworth couldn't feed all these people. And even if 200 pennyworth could, these people wouldn't get filled up. It would just give them a little bit, right? When you give your needs over to Jesus, he doesn't just give you a little bit. He fills you up, all right, as we'll look in just a minute. But Philip says 200 pennyworth isn't enough to feed these people. And 200 pennyworth, back in those days, the denarius was the silver coin that was used for, most people believe, for a day's wages. So Philip is basically saying 200 paid days couldn't feed this crowd. Well, Andrew comes to Jesus, and I don't know how it happened, but he comes to Jesus and he says, Jesus, I know the predicament. I know you've been talking about where we're going to find some bread, how we're going to feed these people. There's somebody, barley, good piece of bread, all right, pretty good bread cake that they made, and two small fishes. Now, this was enough for a boy's lunch. The Bible, the word lad here in John simply means a little boy. So his mother had prepared him a lunch, not to feed a whole company of people, but to feed him. Now, I don't think that his mom was with him that day. And I'm just using a little imagination, but the reason why I don't think his mom was with him, because if his mom was with him, he probably wouldn't be holding the lunch. Okay? Moms want to take care of their kids, don't they? They want to make sure that they have what they need to eat. All right? Moms want to take good care of their kids. Another thing about this lad's meal is I don't think personally that this was a bad meal. I think maybe this could have been the boy's favorite meal. Because if you think about it, a mom is not going to pack a lunch for a boy that won't eat it. Right? I mean, if somebody, you think about it, if you pack a lunch for a boy and you're not going to see him until supper time, and you want to take care of him, you want to make sure that he, when he comes home, he's had his noon meal, and you're going to feed him before he goes to bed. So I think this could probably be this boy's favorite meal. But he gives it to Jesus. The first point I want to make is the lad was willing. The lad came to Jesus and he said, Jesus, here's my little lunch. Use it. Now, we've already looked at what this lunch consisted of. Two small fish and five barley loaves. I just ate at Captain D's the other day. Somebody had gave us some money to eat out. So we ate out and I got a two-piece fish dinner. All right. It was two pieces of fish, two hush puppies, some French fries and coleslaw, and I took Bethany's coleslaw because she doesn't like it, so I had double coleslaw, and a Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb, whatever they serve there, I can't remember. And so I was eating that, and I ate my fish, my fries, and most of my coleslaw, but I couldn't eat my hush puppies because I was full. I could have easily split that meal and with somebody else, and it would have fed me and somebody else. All right? Two people could have ate that meal and been reasonably full. All right, but that's just two people, two grown men. All right, this boy gave what he had to Jesus. Now, could Jesus have fed all these people with one fish and one piece of bread? Yeah, but the point was that the lad gave everything he had to Jesus. He didn't hold anything back. And I think a lot of times we as Christians, we'll give some to Jesus, but we don't want to give it all because we want to be insecure, we want to be secure, we want to be stable, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're giving something to Jesus, don't hold back. Give your best. There's a song that we sing, page 170, give of your best to the master, give of the strength of your youth. Why do we say that? Why does the songbook say that? Because you can't go back and do it again. When you're old, you can't go back and give more. You can't look back and say, well, I wish I would have given a little bit more in this area. And you can't go back and fix it. And that's what the lad understood. Thing he had to Jesus. Number two, I think the lad was watching. He was willing and he was watching. If you read this passage, the Bible says that in verse 10, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. This lad had just given everything he had to Jesus. And I believe the boy was watching. All right? He was anxious to see what Jesus was going to do with this because he couldn't feed everybody. All right? If the boy could feed everybody, he would have done it himself. But the boy didn't have the power to feed everybody. Only Jesus had the power. So the boy, I believe the boy was watching. Now, if you read that in Matthew, it talks about that they sat down in companies of 50s and 100s. So there would have been a lot of different groups. As the disciples, he blessed it, and then it was the disciples' job to go out and start feeding the people. And whether the meal would go. And can you imagine the disciples come to the first group of people, and they start passing it out. And the little boy, I don't know if he's getting nervous. I probably would be nervous. He's thinking, man, mom's going to kill me. I got to go back down the mountain. This is not going to be a fun picnic. But I believe he's watching and he's seeing what's going to happen. And finally, the disciples bring the stuff to his company, his little group of people, and they start passing it out. And the boy starts, he gets the food and starts eating it. And he's eating it, he's having a good old time. And the Bible says that they were filled up. So that means they could get seconds, thirds, they could get as much as they want, and it was never gone. They could eat as long as they want. Can you imagine the boy at the end of the meal, he's thinking, wow, I am so full. That was really good. But then he starts to think, and he's like, I had 3 pieces of fish and 7 pieces of bread. Or maybe he had started out with. And he's thinking, wow, that's pretty cool. All right? He's seeing this. He's watching this. Look, you can be in the comfort of knowing that Jesus is in control. Can you see the picture? Jesus, he takes his disciples. He gets the other, and the Bible says he makes the men sit down. All right? You just need to be willing to give what you have to Jesus and relax. All right? Let God be in control of what you've given to him. I think a lot of times we as Christians, we give it to God, but then we'll say, all right, here's the deal. I want to have an input. I want to have a say. All right? Our church takes part in missions. I think missions is a great thing. But don't you think that it's kind of, would it be wrong if you was to say, okay, Lord, when missions conference comes around, you say, I really want to get involved in missions. But here's the deal. I want to say where it's going to go and who it's going to go to. So you're saying, I'll give, I don't know, $5 a week to missions. And you pick a missionary that you like and you send it to them. Well, you're giving to missions. That's a good thing. But Jesus set up the local New Testament church to channel your funds through that he could, that the pastor could lead and oversee how they're used. It's like you're giving to God, but then you're having an input on what you think is best, how it's spent or how it's used. No, that's not the way it works. We're supposed to be willingly giving to God, whatever it is. Maybe it's your time. All right? You might say, well, I just don't have time to go visiting, but you know what? When I retire, I'm going to have time. All right? Well, the problem is, you're supposed to be willing, I'm supposed to be willing to give to God whatever's in my hand now. Let him deal with it. Let him figure out where the time's going to come from. Our abilities or our talents. You say, well, if I just had a little bit more abilities or if I just had better talent in this, you give your best and let him worry about the results. You just relax, sit down, and let him take care of you. And he will. I believe the boy was willing. He was watching. And at the end of this story, he wasn't disappointed. When you go back and you read verse, the Bible says, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. You know what a fragment is? I looked it up. I'm not very smart in Greek, but I've got this really cool Greek program on the computer that is. I looked it up, and it said, the little broken pieces. Now, why would Jesus be so concerned about the little broken pieces?